10 minutes to midnight. Alex found themselves alone at the office again. I've got to stop doing this. A gentle reminder running through their head. The hum of the city was settling to a mild, almost unnoticeable vibration. On 55th Street and 2nd Avenue, there lies a hidden subway station barely noticeable unless your soul needs it. The weary, the tired, those desperate for a shortcut home, a secret passage through the labyrinth sprawl of the city. Seemed like the clock reluctantly struck midnight, and Alex found themselves rushing out the door. A late-night project keeping them tethered to their desk longer than they expected. Next train should be in 10 minutes or so. Oof. I hope it's still running express uptown. Their footsteps echoed through the public spaces between buildings. Just within earshot, Alex heard a lone echo accompanying them like a faint whisper. A taxi horn quickly refocused them back to the task at hand, getting home. Wait, what day is it? They thought to themselves. Is the train even running above 96th Street tonight? Oh, shit. Out of the corner of their eye, something they noticed before or hadn't been there before. A subway station for an obscure line they'd heard in passing, but had never seen. Alex hesitated. The eerie silence of the city surrounding them gave pause, but the prospect of reaching home sooner was too enticing to resist. Throwing caution to the wind, they descended the weather staircase, plunging into the darkness below. The platform was empty, but unusually so, they thought to themselves. Is it after midnight on a school night? They chuckled quietly. A dim flickering light offered little solace to Alex's growing apprehension. As they waited, a figure emerged from the shadows at the other end of the platform. A tall, slender stranger draped in a tattered overcoat. The stranger's face was obscured by darkness and a wide-brimmed hat. Stepping closer to Alex. Ah, another late-night traveler. The stranger's voice echoed eerily. You seek the midnight train, do you not? Hesitantly, Alex nodded. The stranger smiled, revealing teeth gleaming like polished ivory. I can always tell a first-timer, the stranger remarked cryptically. He's looking for a companion, for this is no ordinary commute. Alex's initial instinct was to flee, but the train was pulling in and home was just moments away. They could deal with the guy speaking in verse for a few stops. Not the worst ride I've had in this city, they thought. Alex stepped onto the train as it hissed to a halt. The door slammed shut behind them, and the train lurched forward into the inky darkness of the tunnel. The steady clatter of the wheels echoed throughout the carriage, amplifying the sense of isolation. Time seemed to stretch, and the train journeyed through stations that Alex had never seen before. They stared out the black void, trying to catch a glimpse of anything familiar. But the world outside was concealed, as if it were purposely erased from existence. For just a moment, not even long enough to process what you've seen, Alex saw what looked like a man in a train conductor's uniform, standing right outside the train in the darkness. Impossible. They rationed with themselves. Just then, a handsome older gentleman entered the car from the next one. He was dressed in a conductor's uniform. Alex thought, maybe it was his reflection that I saw in the darkness? Yeah, that's it. He explained that they were going express because of a signal malfunction, and everything was okay. On his way out, he looked back at Alex and said, thank you for riding with us, and continue to the next car. The unsettling feeling intensified when Alex noticed they were the only passenger on the train. The stranger from the station had vanished, leaving them alone with their thoughts and growing unease. Each station they passed seemed more abandoned than the last, with graffiti-covered walls and broken benches, as if time itself had forgotten these places. "Where is this train going?" Alex whispered, their voice barely audible above the train's steady clatter. As if in response, the train picked up speed, hurtling through the dark tunnels faster and faster, until it seemed to blur into a continuous stream of motion. Panic set in, and Alex frantically searched for a call box, an emergency stop button, or any means of escape. But the interior of the train appeared seamless, almost like a facade of a subway car, devoid of any means to halt its relentless journey. Suddenly, the train screeched to an abrupt halt, causing Alex to stumble and fall against the seat in front of them. The doors creaked open, and they cautiously peered outside. To their astonishment, they found themselves in a station identical to the one they had entered. A looping nightmare had swallowed them whole. Dread settled in, and Alex realized they were trapped in an unending commute. The stranger had warned of the conductor's search for a companion, and this was a journey into an eternal limbo between reality and the unknown. Time lost all meaning as Alex continued their ceaseless ride, forever searching for a way out. In the world above, Alex was declared missing, and their friends and family mourned their unexplained disappearance. Deep within the shadowy abyss of the tunnels, Alex continued, a spectral passenger forever bound. Some say, if you listen closely, you can still hear the faint echo of Alex's voice, echoing through the dark, deserted subway stations. A chilling reminder that some journeys are best left unexplored. So beware those who seek the midnight commute, but they may never find their way back to the world they once knew. Thank you for joining us in the restricted section. If you enjoy these eerie tales, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us. If you dare.